Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Sensei Fredico hanging out with Joe and I. Hopefully we get Pip back next week. We always miss her.
Yeah,
our little Pip. I'm sure she'll be here next week. I mean, I don't know if we'll see her. She'll probably be sick, but, you know. Hopefully Pip will be here in some
form. Is she sick? Is that what's going on?
No, she's got a day program thing.
All right.
She gave me plenty of notice. Okay, yeah, it happens. I can't get mad at that. No.
Yeah.
It's upsetting, but there's nothing to get mad about. All right. Let's start here with some stuff going on in that freedom-loving state that is Texas. All about freedom. All about freedom. President Biden lambasted a Texas directive ordering child welfare investigations into parents of transgender kids who approve certain treatments for their offspring, describing it as government overreach at its worst. In recent days, elected leaders in Texas have launched a cynical and dangerous campaign targeting transgender children and their parents, Biden said in a statement late Wednesday when he was roused from a slumber. The governor of Texas has... the governor of Texas... What? No? Somebody say something?
When the meds wore off.
No, the meds are working fine. Meds are working fine. Governor of Texas has directed state officials to open child abuse investigations into families simply because they have provided access to affirming care for their children. This is government overreach at its worst, the president continued, accusing Republican Governor Greg Abbott of attempting to score political points with the order. Has Abbott always been in the wheelchair?
I don't know.
I feel like one day he was and he never got out. Like, I thought he wasn't always, but I don't know his backstory.
I don't know.
I thought maybe you would know.
I know. No, he's like, for the Democratic Party, he's public enemy number one.
No.
Yeah, they would take him out before Trump.
No.
The heartbeat bill, really?
All we got to do is put
Trump would never have done the heartbeat bill.
All we got to do is put stairs, and Abbott's done. Anyway, all right, what? No? Is that
wrong? Marble stairs, no railings.
No, is that wrong? All right. These actions are terrifying many families in Texas and beyond, and they must stop, Biden said. On Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services urged anyone targeted by a child welfare investigation spurred by Abbott's order to contact the agency's civil rights office with HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra, calling the directive discriminatory and unconscionable. HHS also released guidance Wednesday informing healthcare providers they are not required to disclose private patient information regarding treatments like puberty blockers and hormone therapy, while adding that states should use their child welfare systems to advance safety and support for LGBTQ.
Yeah.
There's something before the plus. I don't
the
know
alphabet community. I think they threw an I in there for some reason. What's the I for?
I don't know. They're going to need a paragraph
soon. LGBTQMOUSE, yeah.
M-O-U-S. That's fantastic. I'm stealing that. Is that in your act?
No.
No, because if it's not, I'm taking it.
Let him have it, Joe. Let him have it. Which can include a gender-affirming care. The department also reiterated to providers that denials of care based on gender identity are illegal. These announcements make clear that rather than weaponizing child protective services against loving families, child welfare agencies should instead expand their access to gender-affirming care for transgender children, Biden said in a statement. Children, their parents, and their doctors should have the freedom to make the medical decisions that are best for each young person without politicians getting in the way. I used to hear this about Obamacare. Last month, Abbott ordered the State Department of Family Protective Services to enforce an opinion by State Attorney General Ken Paxton that read in part, certain procedures done on minors such as castration, fabrication of a penis. Joe, you might need that since yours apparently is small and is impeding your comedian career.
I can go back next Wednesday and go, see, look.
Joe had a fabricated penis for this open mic. I've been working on something new and then he pulls down his pants.
Well, you know, once I work out the
kinks, I'm back
ready for the weekend.
Well, Joe, if you do decide to get that, I guess it's good that your parents aren't alive because we'd have to throw them in jail if you decide to get that treatment.
There you go. Joe's a grown man, though.
Is he though? Apparently not. By what we learned at that open mic, he's not. He needs to grow a little more. Fabrication of a penis using tissue from other body parts, fabrication of a vagina involving the removal of male sex organs, prescription of puberty suppressors
on children.
infidelity inducers, and the likes are all abuse under Section 261.001 of the Texas Family Code. The parents of a transgender 60-year-old became the first known family to be investigated under the order. Travis County District Judge temporarily blocked the investigation of Wednesday ahead of a March 11th hearing on whether to issue a broader temporary order blocking enforcement of Abbott's directive. Many Texas district attorneys have already said they would decline to take parents subjected to state investigation to court on alleged abuse changes. As I told transgender Americans in my State of the Union address Tuesday evening, I'll always have your back as your president, and I'll give it a nice rub, so you can be yourself and lose your God-given potential, Biden said in his statement.
In between naps.
First Lady Jill and I are standing with the incredibly brave transgender children, their parents, and families throughout Texas and around the country, and we continue to fight for the future. All right, here's the thing, man. Mm-hmm. Like we heard...
And this is a thing, by the way. This is crazy.
We heard during Obamacare... that we could not let the government get in the way between medical procedures and their doctors.
On minors.
Right, but...
That's what we're talking about here, though.
But so
we're talking about minors, kids who are not fully developed.
But the parents... No, well, these are teenagers.
Exactly. Not teenagers. A 16-year-old?
A teenager.
No. Your average 16-year-old when we were younger.
They're younger than teenagers.
Davin, we're talking about kids, man.
Yet to make a conscious decision what they're going to do.
Correct.
Right, but I'm told we need to let the parents make decisions.
Not like
and
that.
Then I'm told the parents can't make decisions.
No, not that. That's a little different.
The parents make a decision, but if it's based on the welfare, do the parents
correct.
Make a decision that it's okay for a child to smoke at 6 years old? Do they make it a decision where they can drink at 6 years old?
I don't think they're consulting a doctor. Hold
no,
on, but
remember,
they're not
penis
consulting
removal at 16, Davin, when an adolescent is not fully, no one is fully mentally mature. I just think, and again, I'm not a government guy,
that's
you know that.
That's the most extreme version of it, though. They're talking about puberty suppressors.
Why would you even have that on the tip? Puberty suppressors at that age?
Well, yeah, you could. Why not?
No, Davin, first of all, you're messing
why not?
With...
Because basically at that age, no. They're not sure what they want to be.
So let we're going to so finish have parents... We're gonna have parents telling on other parents?
No, brown shirt bullshit. But
that's what this law says.
But, listen, I understand HIPAA laws and respect them.
Do you, though?
But here's my challenge with this. You're taking a developing body and altering it. You're not done growing at 16. Once somebody's an adult, their body has finished maturing. I don't care.
Don't you think the medical doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists? No, you think this is somebody's just walking in? Give me a cock. It's not happening that way.
I'm not oversimplifying it like that. But this is
doctors. Think about when you go to your own medical doctor. You go in, they're so overworked. You have to watch. You got to ask them questions. Sure.
That's not my experience.
Getting the answer that you need. Now,
that's not my experience at all with my doctor.
Well, it's not fully developed yet.
Now, correct.
About suicide.
Correct.
It was brought up when we had this discussion, almost similar to this. Well, you know, so what if these kids commit suicide? You know how many kids are committing suicide when they have these operations and think, what a mistake I made because my mind was not fully developed?
Correct. That's my issue with this. My only issue.
But you can't make the argument as a party.
No, not a party.
Well, that's what this is. This is a Republican.
No. They're using politics to further.
Well, right.
Unfortunately, Abbott is
this is government.
He's fucking up no matter how he handles
it.
I'm not
saying you guys don't have valid points. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you can't have the government. You can't have the government involved in this.
Well, the way to do that would be, I mean, instead of having a family court shit show or getting social services involved because they could fuck up a wet dream. No,
well, that's how we got here. There's a lot of fucking up in this wet dream.
I mean, we have the medical community has to ask itself, and the medical community doesn't do this. Should we be doing this to bodies, mind and body, that haven't fully matured yet? The answer is no. I think it.
Well, I don't know. None of us are doctors.
I think it's medical malpractice.
That's what you think. We're not doctors.
Bullshit, man. You don't have to be a doctor. That is unethical to take a body that is not finishing developed and alter it at that capacity. Is unethical.
I
period.
Don't...
If once the body is done developing, whatever floats your boat, pal.
You know, but here's
but
the
penis
thing.
Removal, vagina.
If we had a case,
the mind.
Cases, hold on.
How much can a human mind?
Hold on. If we had cases of parents after this is done, I'm not parents. If kids who become adults after this is done going after their parents for it or the doctors, I'm all ears. But you can't have the government. This is not the government's place.
But here's the thing. No, well, you got to remember the FDA.
And this goes under the Child Family Code of Child. What if you have a kid that's alone by himself at 7 years old? Do you think the government should be involved to step in and see that there's supervision there?
But there is supervision here. There is supervision.
Poor supervision.
In your opinion.
The child's alone and there's nobody there.
But that's not this.
And the government steps in.
But that's not this. That's not this.
I see where Joe's coming from. I'm seeing this as more of something that has to be regulated within the medical community.
That's fine.
That's where the government needs to step in.
But that's a different thing.
That's what I'm saying. Abbott, although I see what he's trying to do, and like a politician, he's going to fuck it up because that's what politicians do. And I get Joe's point. But, yeah, Texas, you know, the state mandates on medical procedures exist. You know, Abbott got his heartbeat bill through. Drove liberals friggin' nuts. Okay, they went nuts over it. I think the right way for him to do this, again, not to be redundant, establish a medical standard in his state saying you can't stop puberty, which is essentially somebody's the human body's natural development. Let that person go through adolescence and then do whatever you want.
Well, I'm sure there's...
That's a smart way to handle it. There's common sense.
But I don't know. There might be medical professionals that say their change will be better if this is what they want.
Bullshit.
You don't know that. None of us are doctors. And neither is Abbott. That's the problem. Unqualified people... Hold on. Unqualified people are making laws for everybody.
Abbott's doing his best to solve a very complicated problem.
But he's fucking it up.
As a politician does, liberal and conservative...
Yeah, he's fucking it up.
That's what they did.
That's my whole point. I'm not going to come down on one side or the other. I'm just going to say this is not the government's place. Why am I the libertarian in this argument?
Involving mutilation of children by a child.
It's your opinion that it's mutilation.
No, but Davin, come on, buddy.
He's got no skin in the game.
Literally.
He's got no skin in the game.
Because they want to be looked at as being progressive in the community. And
that's what it is.
But if the parents are happy and the kids are happy, why are we making
first
it a
of all?
Because what's going to happen when they finally mature and these kids decide that they made the wrong decision? Now it's going to be catastrophic.
Yes,
correct.
But what about all the people who are thrilled and their life was made easier by it?
To Joe's point, you are putting a child, an undeveloped human being's health, safety, and welfare at risk.
The doctors are doing this.
Yeah, they are.
Right. So they have more knowledge than any of us do, and then Abbott does.
And,
you know,
all this in the name of what? Progressivism?
No, to make
it's
no
bullshit.
To make with these suicide.
It's bullshit.
In your opion.
Why don't we make the drinking age 7?
There you go.
To be able to drive a car at 4. I mean, you know, these kids are...
Where does it end? Good point, Joe.
Right, because these kids aren't suicidal.
And my government regulates when we can start driving, what age we can start driving. Good to Joe's point.
So let me ask you, your government doesn't arm other parents with turning your parents in if you're driving in the parking lot.
But if it involves the mutilation of a child...
That's your opinion!
No, it's not an opinion.
It is! They don't look at it that
you're
way.
You're altering a child's body permanently, and it's not done developing.
Right, but you make it sound like they're not putting thought into this. They're not going through a process. They're not going through the psychological things. You just make it seem like they're walking in like it's
parents
urgent care.
Should not be making decisions like that.
Abbott should not be making the decisions for it. He is not qualified.
I'm not
that is the argument.
I'm not...
What?
You have a child that it does not have a mature mind that is not developed yet, making a decision.
Correct.
No, you have parents. You can't tell me parents. No. Parents need to be more involved and say we need to take parents out of the equation.
No, a parent shouldn't make that again. That would be to Joe's point. That would be no different than giving a 12-year-old a joint, a pack of cigarettes, and a 40 of Budweiser.
It's completely different.
It's different, but the same. It's irresponsible parenting. It's
you don't
bad
know that.
Parenting.
You're not in their house.
It's bad parenting.
You, don't,
your
know
kid
that. You your... don't know that. You don't know that. You've never raised a transgender kid or a gay kid. I haven't either.
Okay.
Neither is he. He hasn't even raised a kid.
But
so
there's acceptance and love, which all children need.
You are speaking definitively, as Abbott is, about something in which he does not know.
No,
that
I
is the problem.
Not.
You are. You call it mutilation.
You are confusing love and acceptance we're permanently altering a child's body.
All right, first of all, puberty blockers are not permanently altering.
You're stopping the body from doing what it wants to do.
And once you stop with those hormones, it goes right through.
It's natural. It doesn't matter. You're stopping something that's natural course of someone's development.
You know what?
It's medical insanity. It's not even medical malpractice.
You could give your kid all
it's medical malpractice to do that to a
kid. It's not.
It is.
That's your opinion.
And also,
none of you are qualified. Neither am I.
I am.
You're not.
I'm a parent. I'm qualified.
But you're
stopping a kid's development using medical technology. That's medical malpractice.
You could stop giving.
Sick.
You could start giving your kid.
If you got a gay kid, transgender kid, trick kid, you love that kid. You accept that kid and you raise that kid. You don't pump shit in it. Well, yeah, this is the same family. I guarantee you, they won't eat chicken because of the antibiotics in it and the growth hormones in it. But they'll shoot their kids up with that shit. It's not healthy, it's not natural, and you're hurting those kids.
And you're allowing your child to do this when they're not of a sound mind. Kids at that age don't know these things.
Your
average 21-year-old can't make a rational adult decision these days. We've got a 16-year-old sign off on that kind of life-altering permanent decision. It's medical madness. Yes, Abbott's a politician. And he's fucking it up the way they all do. This is a medical issue.
Well, fine.
This should not be allowed.
Have the doctors hash it out. Put it in front of the medical board. That's what you do.
That makes sense.
That's all I'm saying. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. This is government. Why am I the libertarian here? Why am I the one saying, hey, government, get your hands off my fake penis? Why am I the libertarian here?
Because a child should not have a fake penis.
Government. That deems somebody is not mature enough of a mind yet to have a drink, to drive a car.
Correct.
To operate machinery, to have a
job. You can get married at 16.
Only in Kentucky, I think.
No, that's not true. There's plenty of states where you can get married in 16.
Who the fuck wants to get married that young?
I don't know.
That's rough.
I don't know.
Okay, but still, listen, Devin, I'm not agreeing with the way Abbott's handling
it. That's what we're discussing.
But the broader issue here, this shit shouldn't be happening, man.
That's your opinion.
And Joe's point's about this is mutilating a child's body. You're stopping the natural progression of the development of a human being. It's cruel.
They don't look at it as cruel.
It's fucking cruel. Love that child. Accept that child. And when they're done developing, you sit down and you make a decision.
Some people are done with puberty by 13.
Devin,
that's the exception, not the rule.
Not anymore. It's not. Not with all the hormones.
Here we go. You got hat. Thank you.
No, with all the hormones.
Exactly. Oh, we're going to give our kid organic milk and chicken, but you know what? We're going to chop off his cock and shoot him up with estrogen, because that makes sense.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal, David. You've been saying, well, you know, professionals know what they're doing. Professionals will make up their mind. Professionals decide. This is from the statute, 26.101. A person having cause to believe that a child's physical or mental health or welfare has been adversely affected by abuse or neglect by any person shall immediately make a report as provided by the subchapter. If a professional has cause to believe that a child has been abused or neglected, or may be abused or neglected, that a child is victim of an offense under that subsection. So that it's a determination by a professional.
Right, but until you get to that point, you're having your neighbors turn each other in, which is fucking ridiculous. That's the brown shirt shit. I'm arguing about the law.
But listen to me, that's the way it is. And the reason I bring up a latchkey thing, I was a latchkey kid at 12, and somebody made a report, and they had child services come in, and they were going to try to take me away or whatever. And there were people there to go over it and review it and found that there was not a problem. Now, on this, they're not saying they're going to have the cops come and remove it. If a report is made, they are going to have a professional come in and review the situation.
But what they're doing is...
A professional make the determination. You are having a professional make the determination.
They're having us turn on each other. That's what they're having to do. They're having everybody be the cops.
A mutilation of a child that can't make up their own mind.
How do they know what's in that child's pants?
I'm sorry?
How do they know? How does your neighbor know if you got a penis?
This is a slippery slope, buddy. You
know right. This is a bad law. That's all I'm arguing. This is a bad law.
Oh, yeah. You just don't like the method.
Yeah, I don't like... Listen, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I'm willing to say there are people that are better educated on this than me. They don't know, and the state legislator and Abbott's legislature doesn't know. And again, I'm the one who's fucking saying enough with the government. Do you understand how ironic this is? is, but then I'm a consistent though.
But it's in the case of somebody making the determination on what a minor is going to do, that's going to be life altering, where they do not have their mind fully developed yet. There is an amount of concern on that.
And
somebody makes a report, then a professional comes in and finds out what's going on and makes a decision. Now you're bringing me, well, the doctors know what they're doing, the parents. Well, if the professional that knows what they're doing,
well, who's determining what a professional is? Are they a politician? I mean, because if it's somebody hired by the politicians, I'm not going to give them necessarily professional, because we know doctors can be bought off. So I need to. I mean, is this a legitimate, non-biased professional?
Don't pay the doctors off because they feel that they want to be progressive and do and feel what they're doing to the right thing.
Joe makes a good point, Davin. I get it. You're a method guy.
Well, that's what this is about.
But
that's what this is about. This is about the method.
Here's my question to both of you, though. We're arguing this point, all making very good arguments, by the way. I understand what David's saying, totally understand what you're saying. I have my own opinions. However, how much is this really happening? And here's what I'm getting at this. We're talking a state the size of Texas here, where you have a very conservative governor and the LGBT MOUSE community. I'm robbing that and running with it. I love it. I'm a fan.
Let him have it, Joe.
Let
him have it.
I'll tell it. All right. So, how many cases of this are we really going to see?
Which
10?
I don't know. But again, why?
And this is what the liberal left. This is what the radical left does.
This is what the radical right does.
And the radical right, they incite each other over bullshit.
Have we got nothing else to worry about?
We do.
I mean, we're talking about a state that couldn't handle a snowstorm a year ago. I mean, seriously, the state got paralyzed by snow, and this is what they're worried about.
They don't have mud and snow rated tires down there.
Well, maybe they don't. Maybe they should get that.
They don't. There are no tires sold in those states that are mud and snow rated.
Maybe they should pass a law about that.
And if you're missing at least four teeth.
Snow in the Carolinas, everything shuts down.
Yeah, but Joe, I agree, but here's the problem. A lot of our oil comes from Texas, and we're still trying to catch up with that shit.
Their tires are different than us, and if you're missing more than 14th, four teeth, your tires are bald anyway.
My point is,
that's not good.
I agree with Russ. Why? Is there nothing else to worry about?
For all 10 cases of this, Texas is going to have in the next 5 years?
Exactly. This is all about politics.
Oh, dude, no doubt.
That's all.
And they do it to it. It's both sides.
Of course.
The MOUSE group and the conservatives.
All right.
They love pissing each other off.
All right, let's do some School of Fools. All right. I'm going to queue up the story. Where's the story? Because I'm just going to go right into the story, and I'm not going to tell you the story. You'll hear the story.
Oh, let's hear the story. Mano, it's 8:30 already? Wow.
Now to that controversial Florida legislation that critics are calling the Don't Say Gay Bill. The bill says that schools, quote, may not encourage classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in K through 12th grade or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. The bill does not actually define what is age appropriate. To bring us the very latest, we're joined now by ABC's Victor Akendo from Miami. Victor, thanks so much for joining us. Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who could become a presidential candidate in 2024, has signaled his support for this bill. Tell us what he has said about it and why he thinks that this is a good idea.
Lindsay, it was here in Miami where the governor did express his support for this bill. At least he signaled his support for it. He said in part that it was entirely inappropriate for teachers to be having conversations with students about gender identity. He goes on claiming that there have been instances where students have been told by different folks not to worry about picking their gender yet and then not telling their parents about these discussions. Finally, he said that the larger issue here is that parents need to have a seat at the table when it comes to what's going on in schools. Lindsay?
And of course, the backlash to this bill has been strong and swift. In a tweet, President Biden called it hateful, and advocates say that it could effectively ban all lessons about LGBTQ plus issues. Tell us more about the efforts to stop this from becoming law in Florida.
Lindsay, advocacy organizations are doing what they can, but this bill keeps moving forward. The official release from the White House here, conservative politicians in Florida advanced legislation that is designed to target and attack kids who need support the most. LGBTQI plus students who are already vulnerable to bullying and violence just for being themselves. And just today we heard from Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She said, it's cruel, it's harmful, and you know, it's certainly something that is not helping these young people, members of this community, who are already vulnerable, already being bullied. Lindsay, it's pretty rare to hear from the White House on a Florida bill.
And this bill, of course, has a similar feature to the controversial Texas abortion law, SB8. It encourages parents to bring lawsuits against educators if they believe sexual orientation was discussed in the classroom. What do critics have to say about that?
Well, the concern here is that it will really put teachers on thin ice, that they could be potentially open to lawsuits if they discuss sexual orientation. Here's just one example that could arise. Let's say a teacher has a student with same-sex parents. If that were to come up in the classroom, how could they possibly explain that without potentially running into some of these troubles here? As you mentioned, Lindsay, this bill, it doesn't clearly define what is age or developmentally appropriate. So this could really pit parent against parent or create this society of stitches almost. Lindsay?
But Victor, curious to know, how is this bill being received in Florida?
Lindsay, we've heard both sides here. We heard from one mom who said that her transgender daughter's school kept her daughter's privacy from her, and she made it feel like this school was telling her daughter that they needed to protect her from her mother rather than letting her mother protect her. Now, on the other side, they're calling it offensive, discriminatory, say that we are going backwards here, and that this basically sends a message to the LGBTQ community that their existence is so inappropriate here that it shouldn't even be discussed in the classroom. Keep in mind, there is already a high suicide rate in this community, and if you remove some of these critical lifelines, like in many cases teachers and counselors, that might make this even worse. Lindsay?
Yeah, we can expect this.
All right, I'm going to start this by saying...
Another shit show.
I'm going to start this by saying the reality is we do not have a small government party in this country. We have two big government parties, and it just depends on what laws they want to foist upon us. Yeah. Again, why can't this be handled on a much smaller basis? You know, I didn't like what you said. I appreciate you not discussing it. We bring in the principal, the superintendent, the teacher.
Problem solved.
Why do we need a state law for this where you're going to be shunning people, making people feel bad about where they come from, who they're? What's the point?
I said it earlier, because liberals and conservatives love pissing each other off.
What are we going to say,
Joe?
That's
all this is.
First of all, it's not. And DeSantis totally schooled somebody during a press conference. They call it the "Don't Say Gay" bill. Nothing in it says "Don't Say Gay." It's never been called. It's not saying "Don't Say Gay." What the bill simply says is that the two bills that are in the legislation state that a school district may not encourage classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in primary grade levels or in a manner that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for the student.
But that's the problem, Joe. There's no age. We don't know what age-appropriate is. If you say you can't teach it in grades 1 through 5...
Discussing anal sex with fourth graders,
no.
I think, is a threshold.
Right, but then again, but they raise...
I think that's what they're trying to do here.
A good example, though. It's a very slippery slope, to quote Russ's phrase from the last conversation. So say you got a kid who has two gay parents.
Yeah.
I mean, you got... Obviously, you're not going to talk about what gay sex is like, but you're going to explain, you know, sometimes a mommy and a mommy love each other, or daddy and daddy. We all come from different places. This law makes it, you can't even do that.
But does that belong? Here's my issue, and I have a teenage son. He's going to high school. He and his friends, you hear boys talk. I took the group ice fishing a few weeks ago.
And my dad, we went to a strip club.
No, not at that. No, please. That's 10 years from now.
Glad you marked it on your calendar.
Yeah. Son, in 10 years and 4 hours. But
just see a little clock in Russ's car.
Wait, we're going to go play Chastity and Vixen a little visit. So anyway.
They're not even born yet.
Yeah. Oh, God. No.
My wife will be like,
chastity, what? Something that most strippers aren't. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, right.
My wife will give me the choice of knife she wants to cut my, you know what, off with.
Your head will look lovely over the mantle. Anyway,
oh,
go
lovely,
on.
Right?
Go on.
Which one?
So anyway, here's what's happening. And I do agree with my son and his friends. Gender is being discussed in classes like math.
Shouldn't be.
Correct. Do believe it should be discussed.
I mean, kids can talk about it.
Health class?
Should be.
Absolutely.
Should be.
Absolutely.
That's where it is. That's where you teach them it.
Correct. Should not be the centerpiece of a social studies class either.
Unless we're talking about like gay people through history.
Correct. In a historical context.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not about gender. You know, you got kids and this happened. My son and his friend got down on the sister, the older sister, who can proudly name all 72 genders.
What now?
Yes.
Okay.
There are 72 genders. I know.
Okay.
I graduated in 93.
And that's how crazy it's gotten.
Wait.
Because of this liberal agenda.
Correct. Joe totally agreed. So my son, being the guinea wise ass that he is, turns around and he goes, name 10 presidents. Yeah. The kid got the usual. Washington, Lincoln, Obama, Biden, Trump, and stopped right there. But rattle
no,
off.
No all, Calvin Coolidge?
How is there no Calvin Coolidge?
Exactly.
She didn't even get Jimmy.
For another day.
Didn't even get Kennedy. Nothing. You know,
she must have lost her head.
So it was really, honestly, dude.
Nothing on that. Mm.
That was rough.
Yeah. That was rough. Yeah. No, joke did not land.
No, I didn't even get Joe to smile on that one.
Much like a Russian plane trying to target Ukraine, it did not land.
It did not.
It crashed and burned.
I was laughing. I know human beings were on that helicopter,
yeah, I know, but
when they lit that thing up,
we're not that good of people.
When I saw the mother in the dead street with the kid dying,
made
the helicopter blowing up feel
all
good.
Right,
for
all
a
right,
minute.
So all right.
So what was I saying?
Couldn't name 10 presidents.
Yes. Anyway, this kid, all 72 genders, and was proud. Look what I did in front of you boys, you know?
I don't know why that's even coming
out. And my son just was like, no. Name 10 presidents. And, you know, so what I'm saying is
can
my
you name
son,
the gender of 10 presidents?
Honestly. My son. In some cases, verdict's out. Jury's out, excuse me. So anyway, what's happening is
Garfield was a Tucker. It's up for debate.
I'm sure it's been somewhere, somehow, sometime, but hey, things happen.
Harding liked it in the pooper.
But, yikes. So, these boys, again, typical heterosexual teenage boys, they hunt, they fish, they go camping, yada, yada.
They're all hopped up on testosterone.
They feel like they're getting bombarded all the time in classes and in discussions.
It shouldn't be.
You know, my son will come home and tell me, Dad, we were discussing this and that. I'm using math class where one of the kids said gay, as in, that's not good. Like not
the way we used to,
the way we used to,
which you really don't use anymore. But that when growing up,
you'd be surprised.
Really,
it's happened. Yes, the younger kids are using it. Yes,
kind of gay of them.
Exactly. So you know, we're at the pizzeria the other day, and I heard it. And I'm like, guys, you don't know who else is in here.
That pepperoni's gay. Yeah, you should have seen where it was earlier.
Well, no, somebody wanted a cheese calzone.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, nah, that's gay, man.
No. Now, hold on. Now we're fighting.
Yeah, right.
A calzone.
That's the end of it, then.
A calzone, regardless of any of the 72 genders, is always a win.
Ricotta cannot be gay.
Actually, Ricotta's a little gay.
Yeah, Ricotta's a little gay.
It's very fluffy.
It's lacking in salt.
It runs right through you.
Yeah, really.
If there was a gay cheese, it might be ricotta.
But give me ricotta. That's funny shit.
Yes, it is, and you will.
Yes, it can. It can.
If you're not tolerant to lactose.
I told my son and his friends, I'm like, boys, just, you know, you don't know who else is in here and how they'll take that. And the comeback was to it, and this kid's an honest student. He goes, Mr. Federico, you have no idea how much of this shit we got to hear all the time. And the kid actually cursed in front of me. I've known him since he was in diapers.
Well, that's when he was.
He goes, it's everywhere. He goes, we walked into our cafeteria a few weeks ago and there were pride flags all over the place.
Pride flags. I mean, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I reprimanded the boys because they were plotting a game of capture the flag.
No.
And I'm like, that's how you wind up on the news, son.
No.
I'm like, just let it be.
Let them do their thing.
Let it be. You know, everybody has a right. And my son's like, well, I want to put an Italian flag.
Sure. Should be able
and,
to. Absolutely.
Another kid goes, well, I want to put crosses. And I'm like, you know.
How many people wear crosses? You can wear a cross.
I get it. But I'm just, this is a, these are 14-year-old minds, Devin.
But what I'm saying.
So to what's happening here is.
They feel under siege.
Listen, water is a healthy thing.
No, not if there's too much of it.
Correct. Yes, if you drink too much water, it can kill you.
Yeah, but I don't feel that's this point here.
Not, but what no, I'm saying
but,
is
but the problem is that with the gay rights movement, and you know, he agreed, you know, the gay rights
overemphasis
movement, you know, had its time. But what the
had its time? Is it over?
Is that you're pushing an alternate no. agenda, or alternate lifestyle agenda, and it's being very overbearing with it. It's been
correct.
In a lot of schools, it's been very.
Yeah, but the answer is don't
and off topic but relevant. It's destroyed women's athletics. I find that ironic.
I don't want to get into that.
I find that ironic.
All right, but the answer.
But I'm telling you this story from the eyes of five 14-year-old boys.
And I get their and I take their point, but the answer is not to force it back into the closet. The answer is more to what you
no.
said. There's a time and a place.
Time and a place to Hell, discuss.
But this, but again, overreach.
This exists. You don't beat the shit out of somebody because they
again.
They, you know,
but this law because it's done by politicians. So what? We can't have health class.
No,
it makes no
everything
sense.
Everything they touch turns
no,
to
you
shit.
Can't
cause
teach this stuff to kids in kindergarten. You can't.
I don't think anybody is.
Second grade. Grade.
No, but you have to be able to address it if somebody asks what's gay or why does he have two mommies or daddies. That could easily come up.
Contemporary politics have become the two kids.
Down, if it does come up, you discuss it then. You don't make an agenda.
Of course. Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that, but you don't make it something to be a shit. You can read a story about, you know, because they read stories to kids. One story has a mommy and a daddy. Mm. One has two dads. Who cares?
Yeah, I've seen and heard of some of those books. I think some of it's a little too young for traditional
I'd have
families
to, see the book.
To digest.
Well, I mean, they go to the mall, they're going to see it. Are you going to keep them at home?
I tell my youngest son, you know, they're just lonely. They, you know, they're holding hands alone. My 10-year-old, there were two women holding hands.
Right.
And, you know.
5 years, he's going to be very excited to see that.
Ask why. Well, no, not this couple.
No.
I know. Yeah, no high heels.
They were the type that would yell at Joe during his bit.
They weren't Howard Stern lesbians. Yeah, they were definitely not Howard Stern lesbians.
I got two of them ruining my set.
Joe's like, I'll ruin my own set, thank you. I don't need your help. I don't know why anybody would interrupt you, because, like, if I was pissed off at Joe, I would let him continue. His act will do it for himself.
No, let him go.
I'm going to tell you why you're stupid. So here's the mic. Let me pull up a chair.
That attack doesn't even make sense. I'm going to tell you why you're... It doesn't make sense.
But, you know, there's the thing about it, Devin. If she did, that's fine. But if she's going to sit there and not gonna just say shit... You know, then you're fucking toast in my book, man. I'm coming after you.
All right, we're off topic. All right, anyway.
No, not Davin's Den.
Well, listen, I think you and I are of the same mind. There's a time and a place.
Correct.
It should not be an agenda in algebra class.
No.
But to say we're not going to talk about it, again, keep it on a very small level.
They're not going to talk about it at all. They're not going to. They're going to bring it when it's in an age-appropriate environment.
But wait, we don't know what age-appropriate is.
Well, that's something that they're gonna. It's something that as the measure moves, they're gonna have to be more clear.
They haven't, Joe.
Let the school districts, Joe. Where I'm at, let the school districts set the bar.
You know, if you're gonna tell me the parents have a right to make a decision, then let the parents in the school
district make the
decision.
Let the school district decide. Well, first of all, we all agree it's health class.
Yes, it's health class, and it should be taught in health class.
I think usually that's something that should start. I'd say, you know,
I think sixth grade we started,
depending on the district.
But again, if a kid brings it up, you got to address it on an age appropriate,
you know,
level.
I mean, I see some reports coming out of urban areas. Yeah, these.
I don't remember. You mentioned. Say, I remember sixth grade. We had. We were in Cuba Hill Elementary School. He brought us in a large group room. Coach gave a speech. Then,
because he's the one to talk.
Coach Adams gave a speech, and then the other side of the school, the girls were there and stuff like that. You know, and that's when they did it, because they decided that was age appropriate, and we were starting to come into, you know, reach puberty and stuff like that.
I think sixth or seventh grade
has to be more definitive.
It's reasonable.
I think sixth or seventh grade is probably when you start to have organized classes. Hopefully, a little better than what we had at that age.
Agreed.
But I think you have to allow a teacher, if a kid asks, I saw, you know, how come he has two mommies, you have to let them handle on an age-appropriate age. Now, if they
school
get graphic.
Not in the class, though. I would handle that with the school psychologist.
I don't
know. Or guidance? Guidance counselor?
They don't have guidance counselors in elementary school.
Well, yeah, I know. That's my challenge, too.
In second grade, I'll give you an example.
They're discussing sexuality in some of these elementary schools, and it's friggin' scary.
Well, I'll give you an example, and then we'll move on. So I'm sure, as we all know, little kids, it's your birthday. It's a big deal. Your parents come in. They give cupcakes, whatever. You and I have been on both ends of it. Joe's certainly been on the receiving end of it. So, you know, so let's, all right, so now two mommies come in with cupcakes.
Okay.
The teacher's, you know, all the teacher has to say is, listen, sometimes a mommy and a mommy love each other and they have a family. That's it. What this law is stopping is having that conversation because the teachers are going to be afraid. Yeah,
it's a slippery slope in elementary schools, Devin.
It is, but this law is a tough sell. But this law is a blunt object.
It's a tough sell.
This law is a blunt object.
If you mention that, that's not going to be a problem. You're not basing a lesson plan around it. You're making a small explanation.
Right, but that's not what this law covers, Joe.
It's not agenda-driven, and that's what they're worried about.
But that's not what it says, Joe. They didn't say lesson plans. They didn't say – if they would have said lesson plans for, like, second graders, I might be more inclined to be on your side.
Oh, no doubt, man. Sexuality does not belong in an elementary
school
environment.
Right, right, but that's not what they're talking about here. Again, it's overreach. It's big government. That's what this is. Again, we don't have a small we don't have a small government party. So I know right likes to say it's liberals.
Two friggin' juggernauts.
Exactly. And that's what this is. All right, let's move on here. God, this show's going long tonight. All right. All right, let's do I got to find that one.
Yeah, where the hell are we? Yeah.
Damn good question, Joe. One I often ask myself.
Defending a substitute teacher for trying to push Russian propaganda on students.
The incident is raising a lot of questions in the community. Fox 5's Maureen Ume is live outside Swanson Middle School where this happened with the story. Maureen, good morning. Still a lot to clear up here, huh?
A lot. Yeah, good morning to both of you. I just spoke to the substitute teacher, John Stanton, who's offered a little more clarity about what happened here. He says this was on Friday during a world languages class, Spanish. He says he went off script for about 10 minutes to talk to the students about what was happening between Russia and Ukraine, and said that he talked about how he can understand Russia's point of view when it came to attacking Ukraine based on their world perception and their geographics, so to speak. Well, Stanton tells me that he was told that a student recorded him, and then that student showed the recording to their parents, who went to school officials, and without anyone talking to him, he says he received a letter yesterday that he had been suspended. Stanton says he is not pro-Russian. He says he was trying to offer an alternative viewpoint of what was happening in Russia and Ukraine. He says he's lived in Russia and is a journalist who's always observing and asking questions. Now, Stanton says he did encourage his students to seek information sources from both the West and East before forming opinions. And now, he did respond to the letter received from Arlington school officials, writing in part this. He says, more was expected of young people long ago. Sheltering them and feeding them one-sided information is a grave mistake with long-term consequences. Now, Stanton does have a very lengthy resume, and as I pointed out in my earlier reports, he has written for some pro-Russia propaganda outlets like Pravda, but he says he counters that he's also written for pro-democracy outlets like Counterpunch, and so there is really quite a balance. Again, he says he's a journalist who observes and writes about things in his long career. He says he's 65 years old, has no intention of re-seeking his job here at Swanson Middle School because at this point he says he believes it's a lost cause. He says he's a writer, and that's what he'll continue to do. Back to you.
All right. So this was my blog, but first I'll do the poll. I wrote about this story this week. First the poll. I asked, a substitute teacher was fired after he said in class he supports Putin's logic to invade Ukraine. Should he have been fired? 66.7% said yes.
Wow.
33.3% said no. Okay. I think he was fired because of his opinion. I think that's why he was fired. I think if he would have said he was anti-Putin, he wouldn't have been fired. However, I think he should have been fired because this is the wrong place for it.
Well, exactly.
In
Spanish class, you should be talking about building a wall and not the Russians. But that was a joke. But I need mic time, Joe. Yeah.
Joe will steal that one.
I think that's
you guys can barter bad material.
I think that's a little bitty Joe Curry. But it'll work for us, for Nico.
for Joe, it's on the D list. For us, this is the best material he's got.
This is the best I go, man. This is it. That's my Andrew Dice Clay moment.
Yeah, so like... But, so, listen.
Time and place.
This guy should be... yeah, that's it. Time and place.
Social studies? Okay.
Absolutely. Because you can make
English,
it
even English class. Humanities. The humanities. Current events. English is maybe. Current events. Yeah, English is current events.
Now, I want to address something else with this. Can we stop with the kids hitting the record button? Can we just put cameras in the fucking in the classrooms and say, listen, everybody knows everything's recorded? Because I bet we're going to cut down on a lot of the stupidity by all parties. Because
I'm not a big brother guy, and you know that.
I understand that, but
I know what you want to do. It's a tough sell, man. And believe me,
that's better than this.
90% of teachers that are teaching my children are batshit. Well, radical crazies.
That's unfortunate. Like, but that's better than this, where the kids reach for the phone for their fucking viral or gotcha moment. I mean, enough. At least if we all know we're being recorded, then maybe we're not going to act like an asshole. What?
That's the thing. That's the society we became. When I was outside the 7-Eleven, Russ, I went to a 7-Eleven, my old neighborhood. I went to get a cup of coffee, and there was this guy fighting with the clerk. And they're outside in the parking lot. Everybody's got their phone out. There's three guys there with their phone out filming this. I'm like, you know what? Let me use mine to call the cop.
You know? Duh. So, right.
But that's the society we become. Yes. Everybody wants to get everything on camera.
Yes.
You know, it's just the way it is.
Again, I've said it, this is a great show because I've said it four times already. Slippery slope.
Well, listen.
Yeah. Slippery slope,
do
man.
Do we all agree this guy should have been fired because he should have been starting his class this way?
Correct.
It was wrong to discuss.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, is that not a freedom of speech issue?
It's not freedom of speech.
English, current events, social studies, today's current events is tomorrow's history.
Like I said, though.
To deviate from teaching kids Spanish to go on any kind of political rant isn't appropriate.
Like I said, though, if he would have come across as anti-Putin, I'm sure nobody would have fucking said it. Nobody would have
reported. Listen, that's the... The problem with trying to wrap your head around with something like this, where you are correct. Yeah, if you would have said, you know, those Russians are real sons of bitches, Putin's crazy.
Yeah.
Still inappropriate.
I agree, inappropriate. And I would still say he should be fired for it.
Correct.
But,
yeah, correct.
Especially where a majority of the world feels Putin is out of line and a horrible human being on the terms of Hitler. And the funny thing is when you go, well, a lot of people use the term Hitler loosely. No, in this case, he's like Hitler.
Yeah, so, pretty much. He walked into somebody else's country instead of whacking civilians.
You got to be fired, especially a substitute.
He's not important anyway. Fucking get rid of him.
Yeah.
I do agree with him on the one thing, though. I wish more teachers would do this in the fact that he did encourage research and looking at other sources for information. I do agree with him for that. Again, though, this isn't the class.
Yeah, I know. Putin cable news channel isn't really a good media source.
I understand.
When the reporter's given the report with a 38 pointed to the head. Yeah.
All right.
I want to call that research.
Let's do some let's do some scam busters.
Scam busters.
All righty. So let's read what's going on here. This has to do with of course, scams related to the Russian-Ukrainian war. Scammers are looking to cash in on the charitable giving surrounding the event. Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Cybersecurity companies and consumer experts have warned. They suggest two things before donating to help: watch out for the fakers and take time to research legitimate charities and causes. While social media has made information gathering and connecting a lot easier, it's also a gateway for cyber thieves to reach victims. The criminals are now hopping on the Bitcoin wave. And asking for it on platforms like Twitter. Avast, me hearty. A worldwide cybersecurity company. Oh, it's a company. I should read these articles first. Released a blog post warning users. I did read them. Users to watch out for these crypto scams. As cyber criminals seek to take advantage of the chaos we have tracked in the last 48 hours, a number of scammers who are tricking people out of money by pretending they are Ukrainians in desperate need of financial help, wrote Michael Salat, an expert on threat intelligence. In the past, we've seen similar scams for people stuck while traveling or looking for love. Unfortunately, these attackers do not operate ethically and will use any opportunity to get money out of people willing to help others in need. Salat said that what makes a post suspicious is immediate mention of Bitcoin, especially coming from odd usernames that consist of numbers and letters. Okay. Reports of scams have surfaced on other platforms as well, including TikTok and Instagram. But scammers are also using more traditional methods like email and websites to reach potential victims. Tomas Fultine with We Live Security said its researchers have unearthed a bevy of websites that are asking for money for charitable purposes but are fraudulent. The websites make very vague claims about how the aid will be used. It should also be obvious upon closer inspection, anyway, that none of them represents a legitimate organization. Fultine wrote on a website post, also stay alert for emotional pleas for help that may land in your email. Appeals for money typically use specific language and range from heartbreaking to threatening. As curated by several experts, some statements to watch out for include, help, I'm stuck here, I have money, lots of money, someone claiming they need to transfer money and need your help to do it, which includes transfer fees. Hey, Joe, aren't we doing with Han on the scammer clips? Isn't she stuck? She's stuck in an air. She can't get a flight out, right?
She can't get a flight out, and the contention is that all the back and forth... She doesn't seem concerned because basically when we left off, we were saying, if you're stuck in an airport and you don't have any way to get out of there, why are you so busy making small talk? We've all been stuck at the airport due to weather or a canceled flight. All we want to do is get to a hotel or get the hell out of there. You could care less about anything else.
Joe did not like the fact that while this poor woman was stuck, I was making small talk.
No. Oh, no.
Joe was outraged on her behalf.
Now he's miserable, stuck in an airport. You're talking to another human being.
Yeah.
Or me. Anyway. I have money, lots of money. Someone claiming
this is this is sad. Yeah, it's like I heard about that one Nigerian prince that died, and you know they found $15 billion on him. He'd been trying to give it away for 10 years, but nobody would answer his email.
Yeah.
I know a lot of this is common sense.
I need to give my loved one a proper burial, and I love you tapping into common romance scams. Crime prevention expert Rania Makarios, who wrote The Online World, What You Think You Know and What You Don't, told Yahoo News she's been monitoring and trying to help combat scams involving Ukraine. With nearly 1 million Ukrainians in the U.S. and social media accounts pulling at our heartstrings, generous Americans want to give and do their part, she said. But how do we make sure that our hard-earned dollars are going where they should? Give it to me. She added, fight the pressure. Don't give into the sales calls or solicitations for donations that require you act immediately. We often talk about that on this show. When planning to give, here are some ways to avoid being scammed, according to the advice from Mancarius, the Better Business Bureau, and Avast. Stick to well-known organizations that have strong credibility, the Red Cross. Ask what percentage of your donation will go to relief efforts. I'm going to be using it to relieve my situation. Yeah, 100%.
Funny.
While it doesn't necessarily reveal a scam...
Porsche Lamborghini.
Yeah, there you go. While it doesn't necessarily reveal a scam, research an organization's current presence in Ukraine, because not all relief organizations will be able to provide timely assistance unless they already have a presence in Ukraine, the Better Business Bureau warns. Be cautious of requests to wire money, send gift cards, or transfer through PayPal. Charities don't normally request those payment methods. What do you mean? You mean an iTunes card is not going to put food on the table in Ukraine? I find that hard to believe.
What a shocker.
This is what we live with, bombs dropping.
I need some tunes.
Send me bucks.
Be wary of social media posts promoting a charity or an individual needing money. Take time to flesh out their authenticity. Watch out for messages or links, even from credible-looking organizations. Call or email them to further verify that they are legitimate. I'm also going to add, be on the lookout for romance scammers claiming to be U.S. soldiers in Ukraine on a peacekeeping mission looking for money to go on leave. Because that's what they always do. Right now on our show, we're dealing with one from Yemen. It's not going well for my sweet Michelle. You never can tell. I can tell she's not getting money. All right, so we have no soldiers in Ukraine. NATO has no soldiers in Ukraine. And they do not need money to go on leave. Also, they have not found Russian gold. And they will not share it with you if you help them now. And those scams are coming.
I can't.
You have to.
God, I can't.
Why? Well, sorry. So that's that.
You can't fix stupid.
It's not stupid. People are naive.
Well, you want to know something? It's not only people being naive. If you notice what's going on with the war, there are conflicting things that are going on both sides.
Well, Joe, it's a conflict.
Ukraine is progressing. You know, so it's... You know, it's tough enough to get accurate information as it is, but if but just donating money without really looking into it, yeah, you have to be very careful.
Send me all your Bitcoin, kids. All right.
There you go.
So this actually takes place right before Russia invaded.
Wow. As it turns out. People suck.
Yeah. Russian soldier poised to invade Ukraine have bombarded women on the other side of the border with Tinder messages, according to The Sun. Dasha, all these names. Shnikinova's app lit up with matches from soldiers named Andrei, Alexander, Gregory, Mikhail, and Black, some 20 miles away, the report said. I actually live in Kyiv, but changed my location settings to Kharkiv after a friend told me there were Russian troops all over Tinder. Shnikinova, a 33-year-old video producer, told the outlet.
Civilized modern way of pillaging.
Very funny. But after we bomb village, maybe we could go for coffee. Yeah.
I'll bring a bottle of vodka. Yeah.
Many would-be paramours reportedly flirted with treachery as they gave away their military positions while forces assembled north of Kharkiv prepared for what appeared to be an imminent attack, according to Ukrainian military intelligence officials. One muscular guy posed up trying to look sexy in bed posing with his pistol. I bet it was a small pistol, and he got interrupted. Another was in full Russian combat.
You go up, you tell your side of story. Do not try.
I tell you why, you stupid comrade.
Another was in full Russian combat gear, and others just showed off in tight, stripy vests, Sinyaknova told the British paper. I didn't find any of them attractive and would never consider sleeping with the enemy. I'm not Julia Roberts. I automatically swiped left to reject them. But there were so many, I got curious and got into a message exchange. Hey, she should call this show. It was funny but scary at the same time, knowing that they were so close. I could feel their breath on the back of my neck.
Oh, yikes.
Sinyakyova swiped messages with Andre, Swap, 31, whose pictures showed him clutching his Kalashnikov, is that what you call it, rifle and full combat gear and helmet.
The AK, yes.
When she asked him if he had plans to visit, the soldier played it cool and said he wasn't allowed in the country since the annexation of Crimea in 2014. When Sinyakyova pressed him on whether he was a soldier, Andre shared a goofy gif of Jim Carrey that appeared to be an admission that she was on to him, according to the article. Black, a 33-year-old bearded Chechen fighter, showed off his sensitive side as he displayed a picture of him cuddling a kitten alongside a pistol-clutching selfie. You know what I want to do? Pose with a kitten, and if it doesn't purr, I'm going to shoot it. You fucking freak you. Yuck.
Wow.
Alexander, 29, posed in his beret as Gregory. 25, showed off his military watch, picture showed. Another Tinder match was hoping Zinyakova would be enchanted by espionage as he told her he worked in the Ministry of Internal Affairs of the Russian Federation. The love bombing came before Russian troops were ordered to turn off their phones. These guys are just in the same as anyone else on Tinder. They want love or companionship. So it's kind of hard to imagine that they could be coming here to attack us.
Technological, civilized way of raping and pillaging.
Yeah. I think in some way it does humanize these people.
Weird, man.
Like, you realize they are just all looking for love. Like, all right.
They're
just
drunk,
like,
teenagers.
They're horny, yeah.
Who think they're going to be greeted as liberators.
Yeah, yeah. So they go, okay, I get that.
Yep, I'm going to go in and get some.
Yeah.
Fucking madness. Oh, somebody shoot this guy already.
Yeah.
Really?
I think some scam baiter should definitely try to get some fucking intel from these guys.
I would love to send you in, man.
Yeah.
You need a fake ID of, like, some Slavic-looking chick.
I do need to look like a Slavic-looking chick, but I'm afraid my parents will allow me to get it, and you guys will call them horrible, horrible people for letting me get the surgery that I would need to appear like a Slavic-looking chick.
At your age, Devin, I don't give a fuck what you do.
All right, well, fine. I'm going to get myself a vagina.
If you want to chop it off, videotape it. Put it on YouTube.
Videotape? Jesus, you
had to make some very important decisions in your life. You had to pick a backsplash and tile and stuff like that. That's when, yeah.
You know.
You step up with that. Yeah, you got the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Being a Republican's hard, Joe.
Yeah. Being a Republican's hard?
It's like, Russ, there was one time when my ex and I were getting a refrigerator, and she goes, it's not going to fit. I go, it's going to fit. It's not going to. I'm in construction. The damn thing's going to fit. I get back to the house. It ain't going to fit. I go back to PC Richard.
I'm in construction. I don't need no damn tape measure, you commie.
You were there.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, that's just kind
of
pathetic.
Yeah, it's just creepy.
Kind of pathetic.
It is. But, again, that's the Kool-Aid of vodka. These kids are getting fed. You know, they were supposed to be, you know, Ukrainians waving Russian flags through the street.
Yeah, it didn't work out that way.
No.
All right. On the break, we got new music from Alice Comeford with Wait For You and Lucy Kahn with Sad State. You can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. A real short break. Then we're going to play a game we haven't played in a long time, a little 7.